Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of the Not Another Internet Guru podcast. In this podcast, we're talking to what I would think is kind of probably what I was like at 20 years old. I think a younger version of me, three-time failed YouTuber. It's three or four times. You failed trying to grow on YouTube three or four times. Successful TikToker, over 230,000 followers now. He was in the mentorship program. Chat with him for about 20, 30 minutes. Let's get into it. Also, since so many people are wondering, I did want to calm your guys' nerves. No, I do not think TikTok is getting banned at all. Donald Trump is just doing his charade like he does. Again, not political, not saying I hate Donald Trump, not saying I love Donald Trump. I'm just saying he's doing his charade like he typically does. I do not think that this app is going anywhere.
To start this off, let everybody know who you are. Like you just said, over 230,000 followers, what kind of content you make and what they can be expecting in the future. If you want to plug your podcast, go for it.
I mean, truthfully, yeah. I mean, I'm starting it on Instagram Live because I feel like, you know, I already have a following on Instagram, so I might as well just start talking to people on Instagram Live and just condense it into a podcast, you know?
That's not a bad idea.
Get people on my Anchor. I mean, you got me on Anchor. I don't know if you know that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you got me on Anchor, so.
I should get a fee for that. They should, like, send me some money.
Yeah, they really should. Do you get anything for it? Like, any kind of commission?
No, not for the affiliate, but so when you first start on Anchor, Anchor's dope because they find you advertisers for your podcast, which is like what drew me into it. And the CPM's crazy. It's like a $15 CPM.
Really?
Yeah, which is fucking nuts. And like, so in the beginning, you'll only have Anchor as a sponsor, most likely. As you start to grow it, or as you start to grow anything on Anchor, they start to bring you more advertisers. And then you could like put multiple ads in there and you could get up to like a $45 CPM, which is fucking insane.
All right.
Like, that's nuts. Yeah, so what kind of content do you make on TikTok, just so the audience knows?
Comedy and challenges. I'm the CEO of Backflip Comedy. That's what everybody knows me as.
The CEO of Backflip Comedy. I love it. When was the first time you did a backflip, and like, how did you learn how to do that? Because I've seen so many videos of people like falling on their neck and shit.
Oh my God, it's funny as hell. I mean, to me, it's scary because like, I can only imagine myself in that position. So I'm like, oh shit, I better not watch those. But you know, I learned in a foam pit. You know, you've been to those trampoline places, right? Where they have like a foam pit and it's like,
yeah,
you fall on your head the wrong way, you'll still live, you know, those places. So yeah, I just did a backflip and I just threw it. I'm just like, oh my God, I just did it. And then I just started doing it on trampolines and I brought it to the floor. Slowly but surely, I did it outside. I'm just like, hey, I can do this.
Dude, that's fucking nuts. I remember when you first hit me up, you're like, yeah, I do backflips. I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to get involved with this, guys. You know?
Yeah. I mean, it's been a hell of a ride on TikTok. I mean, I've only been doing it since April, and look how far I've came.
And what are you at? You're at 230,000 right now?
231 right now. It's slowing down. But hey, you know, they go up, they go down. You know how it is.
It comes and goes. So that's like one of the number one things, right? Because a lot of people don't understand that. If you're going to gain a lot of followers, you do it in a short period of time. You gain a lot of followers. And then the rest of the time, you're like trying to maintain more or less.
Exactly.
So is TikTok the first platform you started like, quote unquote, putting content out on to get a following, or have you tried to do it before?
I'm a failed YouTuber.
A failed YouTuber.
Three times.
What kind of content did you try to make on YouTube, and like what inspired you to want to do that?
Backflip comedy. I tried to do like flips and comedy. You know, YouTube's just a different platform. It just didn't come out as funny. I wasn't even laughing at it. Difference of this and TikTok is I look at my TikTok, I'm just like, yo, that's really funny. Uh-huh. I'll be able to like put something that's really funny out there. And
you just feel like it's better. Like TikTok is a better platform for you.
Mm-hmm.
So what brought you to TikTok in the first place? Were you on Musical.ly before or?
I mean, I was on Musical.ly. My sister was on Musical.ly. She got me on Musical.ly a long time ago. I made like this really terrible video, so I just lost faith in Musical.ly. So I didn't touch it until it became TikTok. And all of a sudden, I'm just like, whoa, that's funny. I can make this.
Yeah.
And I just started getting good at duets. I remember my first videos that started doing okay were duets, and I would just look crazy in the camera, be like, what the hell? Duets did great. And then like, I'm just like, okay. And I made this video about Lil Peep. Uh-huh. And then that video just took off. I'm just like, wait a second. Did I just get 20,000 views? I'm just like, I can get used to this.
So the first time that happened, because like you said, three-time failed YouTuber.
Three times failed YouTuber.
the first time that you started to get views on TikTok, how'd that make you feel? Was it like, is this real? Like real?
I was just like, I'm going to wake up out of this and I'm going to just be living in the real world where I'm still a failed YouTuber three times.
No, I feel it. I remember. So the first time I went viral was actually on Christmas Eve. And it was so weird. For those of you that haven't heard the story, more or less, like I had already put out 1,000 pieces of content across Instagram, across TikTok, across YouTube, across everything. Just another fucking stupid video, you know, anybody else.
That's the ones that go viral. It's the ones you don't even like.
And I wake up from a nap, I'm like, fuck it, dude. I'm going to post this. This fucking sucks. At least it's Christmas Eve. You know what I mean? Whatever. Wake up from a nap. I think I had like 2,000 followers on TikTok before I went
to sleep.
Oh my God. I woke up and
that's when I blew up. 2,000. That's when I blew up. 2,500.
I might have to make a video about that. That might be like the new thing.
You better.
So what happened? I woke up with like 10,000 followers and I was like, what the fuck is going on? This is fake. You know what I mean?
Like, I would be the same way. Like, what the hell? What happened when I went, like one night it was 2,000 to 6,000 I was. And like, I had one of my friends, he was like calling me on and off. He's just like, you know, you're at 3,000 followers now, you know, you're at 4,000, you know, you're at 5,000. And it's just like, I'm just like, this ain't real. This just is not real.
It's crazy, right?
I don't believe it.
So where do you want to take this now? You're at 231,000, failed YouTuber three. I love that saying. That's awesome. You should make a t-shirt.
Three times failed YouTuber.
So that.
I'm going to put that in my bio.
You should. Dude, that's fucking awesome.
That's so good.
That's really funny.
I'm going to write that down in my notes.
All right. You're going to start the podcast. And then like, where is this going? You want to do this for a living, I'm going
to
imagine.
Oh, yeah. Of course. I'd love to. I mean, probably gonna be a part-time thing. I'm trying to do everything online. Like right now I'm in a coding boot camp. I'm trying to learn some coding. So like I'm doing everything online, but I'm trying.
It's awesome.
What I'm trying to do with TikTok is I'm trying to become an influencer.
No, I hear you. I don't think I've ever spoken about this in my content before, but I graduated college in 2 years, right? I got a management degree. Total waste of fucking time.
You know,
college, whatever. I went there on a full ride for lacrosse. So like, it's no big deal. You know what I mean? Like it didn't cost me.
Yeah.
So I did that. And right after I graduated, I did a coding boot camp, actually. It was like, I think it was 18 months, 12 months, 18 months.
Oh, really? Which one did you do?
Yeah, it was a full stack coding boot camp at UNC. I did.
Oh, you did UNC. My brother's going to UNC. I'm doing Rutgers.
Oh, really? Are you, said you're from Jersey, right?
Yeah, I'm from Jersey. I can tell you're from New York.
Yeah. From the accent?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I did that. And trust me, dude, that will be like, I didn't obviously go into a career endeavor or anything like that, but that has been so helpful.
Yeah.
Throwing together websites for like knowing where to put a pixel.
The pixels are great. Like I work for my dad most of the time. So like I've gotten my dad's business. I've doubled my dad's business in income.
That's
with,
crazy.
CPA review.
Uh-huh.
And I've just been doing like WordPress and stuff like that, SEO. So I'm in that space too. Like I've been a big fan of Gary Vee for a long time. That's when you said, oh, I used to work for Gary Vee. I'm like, okay, this is the guy on TikTok. I believe this guy.
This is the guy.
Yeah, I first watched the Joseph Todd video and then I was like, oh, let me check this guy out on TikTok. I'm just like, wait, this guy only has 900 followers?
Yeah, that was, did you ever see
the video? I'm just like, okay. Yeah.
When I was first,
that was the day after I discovered that too. It was really funny.
That's awesome. So I haven't mentioned him. I haven't mentioned any of those people in a really long time, but like when
first
started on YouTube, he had like almost 40,000 subs.
I remember.
And he's at like 41,000 now.
Him like, wow.
Dude,
he doesn't even make content that much anymore.
Yeah, he. I don't know what he's doing. From like Russia, I think, or something. There's something crazy going on there.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah, I'm pretty sure. Really? Yes.
I know one thing. I think every content creator has this thing in mind. Like we always have these people who we want to pass in followers. Like I just passed a few of them like recently. I'm just like, yes, I passed this person. Woohoo! I mean something. Let's go.
Yeah. So who's the next person you want to pass?
Well, there's these people my girlfriend knows. I'm just like, you know what? I want to be on top in followers. I just want to have more followers than everyone. Why not?
That's crazy, man. Good for you. So
people come to me for advice and I just basically give them the advice you give me.
There you should start charging them for it.
No, I actually made a YouTube series, I did a 0 to 10K on my backup account in 2 weeks. I did 2 weeks, but I got there in 1 week.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I did the same thing that you did. I remember when you did that. I'm just like, hey, that's a great idea.
Yeah, so
how the hell am I going to do this?
I'm going to recreate that video for like an update for now. The reason
I have,
and I've been hesitant to, is that's my best video on YouTube.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Like, by far. It's funny, though, because, like, I'm not shaved.
That's when I bought the mentorship program.
Really?
Yeah, I bought that off that video. I'm just like, hey, I want to be like this guy.
That's crazy, because I look back at that video and see, like, such a dated version of myself. Like, I wasn't shaved. My hair was fucked up. There was no lighting. You know what I mean? It was like...
Damn, TikTok's changed so much since then.
Yeah, it's crazy.
It's crazy. We almost lost it, like, twice.
Yeah, that's... I don't know what's going on.
I was able to really get a lot of clout out of that. You know what I did? I created like a landing page on my site. I was just like, okay, everybody go sign this petition. And I just collected a bunch of email addresses to sign the petition. People didn't realize they were going to my landing page and they were, I was collecting their email addresses on MailChimp.
That's fucking awesome. So, all right. So it seems like you're a pretty smart kid, right? You know,
oh, yeah.
Do these digitally savvy things. How old are you?
I'm 20.
20.
I've been doing this since I was 18, so I don't know a lot of shit, but you know.
You know more than most.
Really?
You know, I'm 24. I think you'll be in a better position at 24 than I'm in right now.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't know the shit that, wow. Like, I wouldn't have thought to do that when I was 20 years old. All I did was work for Gary when I was 20, you know?
Really? What would you say working for Gary Vee was like?
It was really cool. It gave me a lot of, like, really, really cool opportunities. But I always knew, and like the last time I spoke to him was probably 2 months ago. I told him, like, are you in a hip hop or no?
Oh, yeah, of course.
So I told him, like, I don't know if you know this, but Kanye West made like the majority of Jay-Z's beats for like the blue.
Yes, yes, that. I know that.
So I told him, I'm like, look, if you're the Jay-Z of like being an influencer right now, I want to be Kanye West. And this was like after it came out that Kanye West is a billionaire. So he started cracking up. He's like, yeah, yeah, you're saying that because he's got more money than him now. It was funny. But no, it was a really, really good experience. You know what it is? VaynerMedia, he gets a lot of really, really smart people to come there. So it was really
cool. Yeah, I can tell. I mean, you're one of them.
I guess so. I mean, honestly, I don't know how I got a job there. So when I got the job there, I had bleach blonde hair.
Oh my God.
Bleach blonde hair. I did the interview from like a shack in La Jolla. I was on vacation at the time. Had no idea they were going to call. I was wearing a beanie with like my fucking bleach blonde hair coming at the back, the whole nine. And I end up getting the job and it was really funny. So one of the people that hired me, I ended up working with them like 3 years down the line. And at this point, I had gotten like several other people at Vayner jobs.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to always fuck with me. He's like, dude, you know, I told him not to hire you after that interview. And it was just really funny that like it came full circle and I got to work with him. And like, if it was just up to him, I wouldn't have gotten hired.
Wow.
You know, which is crazy. Wow. It was.
I mean, look at you now, though. You're doing your own thing. And you're not just doing your own thing. You're doing a lot for a lot of people. Like, you've done a lot for me. And I mean that when I tell you that. Like, if I didn't do Hit the Plus Button, if I wouldn't be at this amount of followers.
Yeah, and think about how simple that is, too.
It's so simple, yet so many people, so many of my friends are just like, oh, I don't want to be known for that. I don't want to be known. Like, do you want followers or do you
but
not?
Everybody's like, doing it now. But that's the right thing to do, though, especially if you do it later on in the video, because you're not asking for too much. Like, I say in every single YouTuber says in every single video, smash the like button, subscribe.
Exactly.
Why can't I fucking say it in a TikTok?
Exactly. Like, nowadays, what I'm doing is I'm getting everybody to subscribe to me on YouTube and Instagram by just promising them a shout out, and I just at them at the bottom of my video. That I just have, like, I have, like, 200 people that I have to at now, but, you know.
No, you're fucking funny, man. I like you.
I appreciate it. You know, you got to hustle. If you want what you want, you got to get out there and hustle. That's how it is. I mean,
that's what you got to do. How many subs do you have on YouTube right now?
156, something like that.
What
I've been doing this for like a few days. Griffin Josh S. I have the same for everything. Same exact thing for everything.
All right, perfect. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to tag that in the podcast so people go follow.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. That means a lot.
All right, cool. So were you posting on TikTok before you found out who I was? Like, did you start making some content or?
I started posting some content in November. That's when I got this account.
So from November to April, you were flying blind, more or less.
Yeah. I mean, I started to kind of have a clue based on the For You page. I would just watch the For You page a little bit. And then I would, you know, I was already doing the follow unfollow before I found you, because the thing is about follow unfollow. I did that on Instagram and gained like thousands of followers from it. So I'm just like, hey, that's got to work on TikTok, you know? So I was doing that. And then I heard you say it in your video. I'm like, damn, I must know something.
That's awesome. So post finding me, pre finding me, if you could go back in time when you had zero followers on TikTok or 100 or 1,000, like what would you tell yourself? What would be the number one piece of advice?
Okay. Focus on hit the plus button.
Uh-huh.
Oh, so, and try to do your best to keep your For You page as new as possible, because right, I started blowing up because when I made that second account, remember that second account, Jeremy Griffin, I made that second account. I started looking at the For You page. I'm just like, oh, these are trends I've never seen before, because my For You page is all, you know,
probably all girls brand new For girls You page.
And that's when I blew up.
Gotcha. So would you suggest?
What'd you say? I couldn't hear you. You cut out.
I said it was probably all girls in bikinis or something shaking their ass.
You know, some of that, you know, I always do my best to skip it, because the thing is, like, that's the type of shit that always keeps you from making content, because you're too busy watching the girls in the bikinis and you're not busy enough making content. I fell into that in the beginning. I'm just like, shit, what am I doing with my days? I'm supposed to be making content, not looking at these bitches.
That is awesome, man. That is great. I got two last questions for you.
All right.
I think these are going to be good ones for you.
Okay.
The first one, if you could have a billboard with anything on it, what would it be and why?
Griffin Josh S., three times failed YouTuber, the CEO of Backflip Comedy, I guess.
Okay, I love it. And then, so the last question, if I could do anything right now at this stage or where you are to help you out, what would it be?
Let's see. Like right now I'm trying to promote my Instagram, because I want people to go on my Instagram lives.
Uh-huh.
And I'm trying to promote my Instagram, and eventually I'm going to do YouTube, but I'm waiting until my coding bootcamp till I really get serious about that. I want to know coding, because I might do some coding tutorials. Who knows? I'm going to do some tutorials and blogs and whatever really I want to do. So I want to become a YouTuber again. And this time, this fourth time around, I want this to be the time that it works.
Fourth time's the charm.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, let's see. That's a good question, though. Let me think about how to answer that.
All right. So what I want you to do then, shoot me an email when you have the answer to that. Make the subject line podcast guest request or something like that. And okay. Then send that over so that I do not, like, miss it at all. So, all right. Perfect. But other than that, man, thank you for hopping on. I really appreciate
it. Of course. I'd love to. I'm one of your biggest fans out here.
I appreciate
it. I told my friend the other day, my friend who happened to watch a few of your videos, he was telling me about some TikTok YouTubers that he's been listening to about advice. I'm just like, don't trust them. Trust Robert.
Like, you really think so?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I've tried your advice. Your advice works. Everybody else is just like, oh, well, this is what's going to happen when you get to here. And you're just like, here's how we're going to get you to here. And like, that's why your advice works. And you go upon stuff that you've actually done. Yeah. Everybody else is just like bullshitting and, you know, just capping all the time and just clout chasing.
So let me ask you a question. If you were to look at my content from the perspective of a three-time failed YouTuber, why do you think what I do, like, why do you think it works?
Well, because you're genuine and you actually present stuff that people could be doing. Like every video that you present, like of you doing it, of you making content, like one of the things I feel like would even be better, like with me understand, like watching your videos, is like how you make content, what goes into you making content. I remember you did that a long time ago, and that's how I got into the hold your breath challenges and the try not to blink challenges, which have done insane for me. Uh-huh. But like those, like making, the thing is, like one thing that you get into is like the different things that you got to do with TikTok, where other people don't really do that. They just explain how things work and then they just move on, and then everybody's just like, wait, how do I do that?
Nobody actually does anything because they don't know the next step.
Like you can make a 0 to 100,000 follower video in a week, but if you're not going to explain to people how to actually make that kind of content that can really do that, then you're just a clout chaser and you're just looking for, you're not actually helping anybody.
Yeah. So, all right. Last question. I know I've said that I'm going to ask you a last question like 3 or 4 times.
It's all good. It's all good. I got the time.
Have you spent time watching like how to grow on YouTube videos?
A little bit. I did that back in the day a little bit, but I should. I gotta do that.
Do you think that would be helpful if I made content around that?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
100%.
I've been thinking about doing that more and more.
Definitely. Definitely. But, like I'm trying to grow Instagram the most because I feel like Instagram is just what I call like a hub of social media. Even though it's dead in engagement, I mean, it's coming back a little bit with Reels, but nowhere near TikTok.
Uh-huh.
I feel like it's just the best place to bring people, because then when I get to 10,000 Instagram followers, I could start linking in my stories, which that's really my goal.
So that's what you want to get to.
I want to link in my stories. I want to have links in my stories when I put out a YouTube video. Then I'll like follow me on YouTube, subscribe to my YouTube. Here's a link. Instead of subscribe to my YouTube, links in my bio. I hope you click on it.
Yeah. So, all right, cool. Like I said, man, thank you so much.
Of course.
This was awesome. This was great.
That being said, guys, thank you so much for listening to this podcast. I cannot wait to see you guys in the next episode. Again, if you guys are listening to this on Apple Podcasts, please give the podcast a 5-star rating. And if you haven't already, make sure you text me. I'm going to leave my phone number in the description of this video. Thank you so much.